What's up, my fellow students who are seeking more in academics? Do you experience having a huge academic validation? Because today, we will talk about how students became inspired and good at academics, but at the same time, tired, stressed, and drained.
You know, Rain, when I was studying, like on my high school journey, I was viewed as a perfect student. People around me, especially my parents, have high expectations from me.
Oh wow! Are you really a top student?
I wasn't, but those expectations pushed me to be.
How did you handle it? What did you do with those expectations?
Actually, it's my biggest regret. My performance in school was always based on how they expect me to be. I didn't make decisions based on what I like or how I wanted myself to be. I seek a lot of academic validation to the point that I'm no longer happy with my small achievements.
When did you realize that your decision was evolving with their expectations?
When I can't even decide on my own without thinking about them. Their expectation really affect how I think about myself. Sometimes, even if I did my best, I still seek something more. Since then, I never been content with what I have.
Did you do something bad or wrong because of that academic validation?
Yes, I'm too embarrassed to admit it, but I cheated. Not just once, but there are many times that I cheat.
Why?
I want to be the best. I can't handle it if someone has a higher score than me. I feel like I'm a failure.
Did they catch you cheating or did they suspect you because you always have a high score?
No. Why would they? They always see me as a brilliant, intelligent, smart kid.
Did it help you? The cheating. Did it make you feel any better?
At first, yes. It felt like I could live up to their expectations. But over time, it ate me up inside. The guilt was overwhelming. And it made me question who I really was.
Did it affect how you saw yourself?
Absolutely. Every time I cheated, it felt like I was losing a part of myself. I started feeling like I wasn't good enough, not just because of my grade, but because I knew I wasn't being honest with myself or others.
Did you ever consider stopping?
I did it, but it wasn't easy. The pressure kept building up. I thought if I stopped, I'd disappoint everyone. I felt trapped.
Here's some piece of advice. Stop doing things that other people want to see or expect. Do things your way, okay? It's not easy to avoid others' judgment, but if you do things you love, and do your best, it feels good because you know to yourself that you didn't lie to others. And if in this I'll share a verse in Evictus 19:11, it says that you shall not steal nor deal falsely nor lie to one another. Always remember that. Don't be afraid to fail, because you're still learning, okay?
Thank you, Rain, for making me realize that.
Tuning in to today's episode, guys. Remember, integrity is at the heart of learning and upholding honesty. Not only help you succeed, but also builds trust and respect in your academic community. Always keep credits where it's due. Do your own work and embrace the value of original thoughts. Let's continue to support each other in creating an honest and fair learning environment. If you enjoy today's story, don't forget to subscribe, share, and keep the conversation going. Until next time, guys, stay true and honest to your work, enjoy, and keep learning. Bye!